Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, Glory Jane. Happy birthday again. I did do a birthday video for you. I have now formed a years-long tradition. Well, maybe just over a year. I step out to the side yard here because my side yard is bigger than the backyard by far, go out into the trees and whatnot and do my singing to my kids the happy birthday, and hopefully give you some other things that what a dad should do. You know, it's this Deuteronomy 6 stuff. That's in the Bible. I know that's not legal in North Carolina, I don't think. So I hope you find it's something encouraging, but I'm skeptical that that you'll know about this, at least maybe for a long time, because it seems to be kept from you. Because, how do I know this? Well, I got some mail today. I got this card about they're one to until death. Oh, and it came from Susanna Kozlowski. Oh, what a delight. Saturday, your dad entered a 5K race. Soundly beaten by runners, but I race walked it. My time would place me in the second to fourth in national competitions. Do you want to take me on in a race? Love, Dad. So this is the card I sent to Susanna after I entered the 5K race. And, I did a previous video on that and showed where I put it in a box. Well, the box is sealed, taped shut. Addressed to Jim Cross. There's a note on the back, taped over. Mr. Cross, this is a gift for Susanna. It is the shirt, bib, and medal from the 5K race I entered. Please give it to her with love from her dad. Thank you. So the plan is, you know, because it's ready to go now, to take this to the post office tomorrow. Because, you know, It's November, so it's time for my semi-annual haircut, I think, because when I do my jumbie jacks, it's flopping down into my eyes, and that's. So, you know, again, I do try to get a haircut at least twice a year. So tomorrow will probably be the day. I was going to send something else because I got another package today. Like most people, I get a 5-pound bag of cocoa. It came in the mail today. These are the joys of life. This is some of the great joys in life. You know, some people enjoy getting a little candy bar, things of that nature. I buy my cocoa in 5-pound bags. This is which it's called an addict. Except the issue is that will last me for months. But it was time because I ran out, and you know it's a whole lot cheaper that way. That bag, you know, 5 pounds is like $30 some. It's from Peru, and I do specifically get it. I try to get it from places that they don't use slave labor. I just find that offensive. I don't know why that is. I read about it in a book somewhere where it's being an enslaver is not a good thing. That's some book. Well, again, I don't think they have those books in North Carolina. So the card goes out, the box goes out to Susanna. The card to today and earlier was to Julia, the promise card I sent. And my assumption is, like this one, in a week or two, I'll get it back. It'll be kept from my girls. And of course, I'm saying it, you know, up front. The reason the medal and whatnot is in a box that's addressed to Jim Cross is because my assumption is if this box arrived by sending it directly to the Seven Oaks address to Susanna, who it's intended for, it'd be refused and sent back. And so my hope is Jim Cross will actually accept the box and do me the favor of giving it to Susanna. And I hope she finds, you know, again, it is the I did take a picture of it before, so I hope she finds that getting this medal, the shirt and so forth, from a race that her dad entered will be an encouragement to her. Because, again, my guess is, from what I've read a little bit, is that Susanna seems to become somewhat athletic. One other thing. I did go and, so happy. You know, got my boots back, new heels, you know, compared to what it was. It's gone. And again, they do a marvelous job. The issue is these are getting old back here. So that's a problem. They need to be replaced. You know, they don't make them like they used to. I've only had them for 2.5 years. That's basically the only pair I wear. And I put 10 to 30 miles a week on them. So I don't know. They don't seem to last. There's those boots have at least 2,500 miles in it. Gee. And there's probably, you know, heels were put on it well over a dozen times. You know, well over a dozen times. So I have probably close to as amount of money in heels and soles as I did in buying the boots. And they're not cheap boots. So it's kind of like, you know, I get my money's worth out of boots. It was interesting, the comment today, because I was there and I saw at the shoe repair, they have a bunch of old equipment and signs and whatnot. And they had a sign on the wall. It's flip-flop repair shop or something of that nature. And I commented about that. And I says, you know, do people actually repair them? And he said, yes. And what he said was fascinating to me. He said, people will take a $3 pair of flip-flops and spend $8 to get them repaired. But they'll buy $100 shoes or multi-$100 shoes and won't spend $30 to repair them. And, I find that fascinating because, you know, I have, you know, it used to be $160 shoes. Those are the ones I was wearing, the heavy boots. Now that I wear the very light boots, these are $460 boots. But, you know, I again, price per mile, they're cheap. They're quite cheap because they're built to last and I take care of them, which, it's out of the norm. But after I stopped there, and it was fascinating, there was another gentleman that came to pick up a strap that was resewn for his accordion. And there was a little bit of conversation there. And he said, basically, he's 93. And I didn't say anything at the time, but I should, perhaps I should have, I don't know, because I left there to go see a 93-year-old lady. And I did see Miss Lillian again, third time for this week. And I'm really concerned for her because I did see her. She went this morning. I haven't studied it, my understanding now, it used to be, I remember in grade school, I was like second grade, and there was another guy who had hearing trouble. And he had a box that sat on the desk, and he wore headphones, and he could adjust so he could hear better in the classroom. And it was kind of like, obviously it was helpful for him. And I thought, you know, that's interesting, because later it became where they were, you know, over the ears with stick sticking in, and then they had, you know, shrunk them down to the point that they actually fit within the ear. And now the one she wears fits in the ear canal. I find it fascinating, but they have to be replaced, and there are issues. Apparently it's in the eustachian tube, you know, the tube between the ear and the mouth. So every once in a while she has them checked, every several months and whatnot, and periodically they got to be replaced because instead of replacing the batteries, you replace them. But she had one that was causing her trouble, making some noise and whatnot. So she went and had that repaired today. But in the conversation, there was, it was unclear, but, you know, she talked about that she's having problems. And the irony, the wonderful irony of the timing, because, you know, the gentleman who drops the mail off for me, I see him in several places. And, you know, occasionally he comes down the driveway because he's delivering a box. I've met him on the walk, just in the middle of nowhere, kind of thing. And he's also the mailman for Miss Lillian, who, again, she's just over a mile away. And, but after a while, you know, the saying the highs, and obviously he knew me because he has my name on the, and he knows about the cards. He knows about the cards because he gets the return cards. So he knows my name, and I realized I need to ask him his. So we now greet each other on first name basis when we see each other in the street. He's Nathan, and obviously he knows my name. So that's been going on for some time. And today I met him, and he apparently delivers some stuff. He takes it, and he has a place where he stops and shuffles things and takes a moment break, has a drink and whatnot. And so I just happened to be right there, walked up to him, and we talked for a bit. And we talked about the fact that he knows Miss Lillian because he delivers to her and has occasionally talked with her. And he talked about another lady that he has interfaced with, who he would actually, on his route, would specifically go to visit her. And I didn't ask today because we got kind of cut short because suddenly I saw in the distance Miss Lillian was walking out to her. It's kind of like, I've got to go, but I need to find out from this gentleman. Did he do it for the same reason I do it? Because he would visit this lady until she died. And so I wonder if we have the same foundation. And it's time to ask. So I was encouraged by that. You know, because people are doing radically different things, radically different lifestyles, work and so forth. And I've wondered about him for some time because we haven't had deep conversations. Is he a brother? And I'm wondering, more evidence, maybe he is. But the visit with Miss Lillian, during the time, there was a phone call because she's arranging to see the heart doctor or liver doctor tomorrow here in town, one of the two. She goes to a lot of doctors. And so she made an appointment while I was there. We talked roughly an hour. But you can tell, and that there's, she's talking about issues with her legs. She did not say specifically, but she did say that she's having troubles. And it really weighs heavy on me. Because how do you reflect Christ well to somebody like that? It's. I want to strive to do this well. It was like dealing with Lynn the day I saw her lying on the floor. It's okay. How do you reflect Christ well? How do you do the same thing to Gary? You know, because the thing that and obviously he's not going to be in trouble now. But the thing that was very clear is I saw he was an avid user of marijuana. But his consumption rate grew dramatically post the death of Lynn. And, you know, I think about the verse about give strong drink to those who are perishing. And, you know, because, you know, I do not participate in that, but I've seen others use it. And obviously I've been in the presence of Gary and Lynn when they have used it. And I try to keep a distance, stay near the door and whatnot, because I think it stinks. But I keep my distance. But I also don't think it should be outlawed. But that's another issue. I do the same thing when there's smokers. I think that cigarette smoke stinks. But that's, again, I don't want to stop anybody from smoking. I don't think that's right. However, I saw the way his attitude plummeted, and especially the last week or two, I made an extra effort to visit. I didn't realize that till now. It became kind of obvious to me. He was falling apart quickly. I didn't think of that till now. But the last about 2 weeks, maybe even three, I think maybe just two, I saw in him he's given up. And I went to visit him more frequently. It's exactly what I'm doing to Miss Lillian. I really didn't put that all together until just now. You know, I don't see any evidence from Lynn and Gary. They talked about God, but not a relationship with God. And it was just kind of a haphazard thing. Miss Lillian is very involved with her church. It's a older Methodist church with maybe 15 people in it. So I don't know where she stands, but she does talk so often about her commitment to her husband and how her husband was less than perfect. But she remained committed wholeheartedly to him. And I'm hearing those things now. Again, what I saw with Gary, I'm seeing with Miss Lillian. How do you reflect Christ well in these cases? I spent the last three visits, each one was over an hour, one of them was over two. It's not that we're going in depth and whatnot. It's just giving bulk time. That seems to be right. If I'm missing something, I sure would like to know. Because I think my opportunities are coming to an end. This is a big deal. Susanna, this box, you know, it was a Samsung notebook, which is actually sitting behind me and unfortunately doesn't work anymore. This is the box that came in. It seems to, it's a, you know, thick walls and whatnot. So it seems to be an excellent box. In it is the shirt, the bib. There's a kind of a backpack thing, the metal. There's the DVD of the voicemail I did for you. And there's a card, a Keeping the Promise card, just simply saying, you know, this is for you. Because that's the card I use when I... it's there for Susanna. Glory Jane, the video for you that I did went out to the is online. And I miss you. I miss both of you. There's something about watching a little girl grow up. Especially when it's your little girl. I still love my Erica Lee. I still love my Tirza. I still love my Julia. And I still love my wife. Please. Susanna, Glory Jane, tell your mom. Her husband, me, loves her and wants her back.